Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. Hallelujah. It's the 21st day of August. Man, we're just whipping through August like crazy. Wow. And that's something. You notice how the coronavirus is really hitting in some of the schools and some of the colleges already. And wow, we just really need to pray about that and really believe God to get that thing under control. We're believing God for great things today. Hope you're doing well. I'm John Fowler. Welcome to the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And we'll be with you for the next half hour. And then I'm on my way to the golf course with my dad and my son. And I'm excited today to hit the links with them and go out and enjoy their company. Well, I hope you like the blue shirt. I thought I'd play golf in that. It may help my golf game today. Actually, I've been playing golf for many, many years. I started when I was in junior high school, and I played all the way up until the kids were born. And then when the kids were born, I kind of took a little break and played dad and was dad and didn't do much of the things like that. So until our son decided he wanted to start playing golf again, then my wife started playing. And so it's just really, we have a lot of fun. I know that there is a chance of rain later on today, but never rains on the golf course. Just thought I'd throw that out there to you today. Man, I'm excited about the sermon on Sunday. I got up real early this morning, about 6 o'clock. You say, that's early? Well, yeah, for me it is now. I actually get up around 7 most of the time, and I fix my hair and come down to the studio to get things up and running. So hope you're doing well today. If you're on your way to work, I just want to encourage you to drive safely, and God will help you. So the topic of the conversation today is, how do you walk? And I get so much out of reading God's Word, and I have a Greek-Hebrew study Bible from Dr. Spiro Zodiades from years ago. Actually, to be honest with you, I didn't know until recently that he had signed this Bible for me, and I never knew that he did that. I looked at that, and I thought, well, yeah, he did sign it, because there was a guy by the name of Rex Whaley that I used to work for at Praise 101 years ago when I was in radio, and he said, if you get a certain amount of sales, he said, I'll get you an autographed copy of Dr. Spiro Zodiades' Greek and Hebrew study Bible. So I thought, wow, that's really cool. So I do have one. And so we're glad to have you. Let's pray. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus today that you will help us to uncover the Word of God today that will help each one of us to grow stronger in you. And Father, we just pray as this weekend comes up that people will rest, people will enjoy one another's company. And Father God, they'll spend time with you. And we glorify you and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, from what I understand, there are still churches that are closed down. And it's unfortunate, but the Pulse Church is open, both locations. We do recognize social distancing, and we wear a mask coming in, a mask going out. And we ask you to keep your conversations to where they're outside. My son just asked me, he says, are we still good for 9:30 this morning? And I'm going to tell him, absolutely. Because we are going to go play some golf. Doesn't rain on the golf course. Okay, Galatians chapter 5. Get your Bibles if you don't mind. If you have it on your phone, that's great. If you have it, in your hand, that is awesome too. We were having prayer last night at 8 o'clock. I encourage you to be a part of that. It's a wonderful time of prayer. Get with us and join us. And you don't even have to pray out loud if you don't want to. You just come into agreement with us, because it is so important that we do this. And so we do it every day except for Sunday, because we're in church on Sunday. But Christy had prayed something, and I was actually looking at Galatians chapter 5 while she was praying, because something that she said sparked my interest. So I went to the Word of God. Understand something. The Word of God will help you. you don't have to call the psychic network. You don't have to go to the palm reader. You don't have to do any of that. You can actually just read the Word of God. Good morning, Billy Harper. Good morning, my sister Kathy. Hope you're doing well today. And I want to go ahead and get started reading this. Okay, this is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say, and the title of the message today here is, How Do You Walk? This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, remember what I've been teaching to you all week, that your flesh will sin every chance that you allow it to. The Bible tells us that we have control of our flesh through our spirit. And I know that may be different for you, but as you get into God's Word, and as we get into studying here, here's what it tells us. It tells us, verse 17, For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Well, so what happens in this situation? Okay, your flesh will want to lead your life down a path of destruction, and I'll show you later on where the path of destruction is. The path of destruction is hell. We don't ever want to go to hell. Okay, so if we, through Jesus, can get the flesh under control, it's amazing. It goes back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. Let me go back to that one. I've been on that one for a long, long time, and I just happen to have that with me. It travels with me. Okay, Deuteronomy 28, 2. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Wow. Isn't that so exciting? You can do it, but you got to walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh. Okay, so here's what he tells us, to not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but they're in competition with each other. The Spirit, which is the inner man, is in competition with the outer man. The outer man wants to send the spirit man to hell because it wants its way, but it cannot have its way. It has to obey God. We have to obey God. Okay, so this is the Word of God. This is not my teaching. And this is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Thank you for joining the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. I'm John Fowler, and I appreciate you joining with us today. We're on Spotify as well as Apple Podcast and Google Play, and we encourage you to share this as well as going over to our YouTube channels and subscribe to those. It's free of charge. It just helps us to keep the Word out. Okay, so here's what verse 18 says. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now let's think about that one. You being led of the Spirit. Okay, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness where he was tempted 40 days and nights, where he fasted. Okay, the Spirit of God is the safest, being in God's will is the safest place that you could possibly be, even if there's bullets being shot over your head. Bill Perot, who is the founder of the Open Arms Foundation in Columbia, South America, and they watch us. Good morning, everyone in Columbia. They're on the same time zone as we are. It's just 3 hours across the pond from Miami. So Bill left the United States, and he ends up going to Columbia. Okay, he goes to Columbia. And during the time of being in Medellin, Colombia, it was rough back then. I mean, there were guerrillas and there was fighting. I mean, he said that there were times that they would go to bed and they have three boys that he would just hear the gunshots and hear the bullets fly. But yet he's in the safest place that he could possibly be because he is in the center of God's will. I believe this. I believe that being in God's will, there is safety there. There is safety there. I believe that you won't leave this world until it's your time and you can fulfill the will of God for your life. Good morning, Janice. Hope you're doing well today. And hope you and Larry are doing fine. It's I do miss seeing you all from time to time, and I hope the youngins and Chris and Dina are doing really good. And I see some of their posts sometimes on Facebook. So anyway, if we can keep the flesh under control, how do we do that? Well, we understand that we have to walk in it. We have to walk in the Spirit. And so as we mature in our relationship with Jesus, just like our granddaughter. Our granddaughter, I was there when she took her first steps. I was there when she started crawling. I was there when she walked the first time. And now that she's walking, she's running. But she didn't used to run. But we were in our neighborhood yesterday because that's where we live. You know, if you live in a neighborhood, you obviously would be there. So we're walking up the street in our cul-de-sac where we live, and Ari is just running. I mean, just running. And so when I got to her, her face was all red, and she was thirsty, but she didn't learn to run right off the bat. She had to crawl, and then first thing she had to do was sit up. Then she had to learn to crawl. Then she had to learn to walk, and then she learns to run. Well, here's the same way in our relationship with Jesus. If you're a new convert, God is working with you. If you've been saved for 30 years, He is working with you. He is to help. He's going to help you to be the child of God that He's called you to be. I don't want you to beat yourself over the head, because there is no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus. We are in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you something. The enemy will try to lie and to kill and destroy you if you're not careful. John 10:10. So this I say unto you, walk in the Spirit, that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That means that you will not give the flesh its true reign. Well, I've heard this, and I've heard many preachers say, well, you know, you've got the flesh, and you're always going to fight the flesh, and you're going to sin every day. Well, show me in the Word of God where it says that you're going to sin every day. The Word of God does not tell us that we're going to sin every day. Well, the Scripture says all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, we all have sinned. That's why we needed a Savior. And that's why we have a Savior who takes care of us. So, verse 17, I read that one to you. Now, verse 18 is to be led of the Spirit. To be led of the Spirit means that we have to be in prayer, and we have to be in fellowship, and we have to read, and we have to understand what God's will for our life is. What is God's will for our life? The title of the message today on the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition is How Do We Walk? So if we are going to walk with Jesus, then we have to allow His will to be done. What a lot of people do is they will say, well, I'm just going to do it and hope God blesses it. Well, that's the dumbest thing that you could possibly do. Why don't you pray God's will and it's already blessed? You're asking God to bless something that He's not in. He's not in. There are so many marriages that happen today because it's on emotion. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're the greatest thing in the world. You're fine looking. I'll just love to lick the butter from your fingertips. You say that to her at the movie theater. What I'm saying to you is that there's many people that have married the wrong person that God wasn't even in that relationship. It happens. It happens. Then a lot of times, many times, it ends up in a separation or ends up in a divorce, which is sad, because you never want to see anyone go through a divorce situation. You just don't. Okay, so we're walking in the Spirit. Now we crawl, we walk, we run. Now, here we go. Now, the works of the flesh, This is if we're not walking in the Spirit, because he tells us to walk in the Spirit so that we shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Okay, let's talk about the flesh. Here's what the flesh is. The flesh manifests in verse 19. Let me go over some of these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, witchcraft, hatred, wrath, heresies, drunkenness, murder, envying. These are the working of the flesh. So you want to know if you're working in the flesh? Well, are you committing adultery? Well, I guarantee you, you're working in the flesh. Are you fornicating? I guarantee you, you're in the flesh. If you're practicing witchcraft, you are working in the flesh. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says. Well, if you are drunk, then you're working in the flesh. We can get into some of these things later on. Committing adultery, fornication, those things are some of the biggest things. And I don't know why sometimes it just happens in the worship teams at church. I've seen that more times to where the choir director or the pastor will end up having an affair with the piano player. Well, that can't happen at our church because I'm the piano player and I'm the pastor. There you go. What I'm talking about is there are so many things that take place within the church. Pastors not living up to where they need to be. See, here's the thing. If the pastor is at a certain level, the people will be right there. But man, I tell you, pastors, you have to take it to the next level. You have to continue to study and quit buying your sermons on sermon.com for $12 and 11 cents or whatever they are. Stop having people to write your own sermons. And you get in God's Word like I was this morning at 6 a.m. just learning. Wow. I mean, it was just awesome. My sermon topic the on Sunday is the world system. I can't wait to preach that message. So if we're going to be unclean, if we're going to fornicate, and if we're going to commit adultery, and if we are going to be in hatred, okay, here's the thing. Can a Christian say, oh, I hate that person? Well, you can hate the devil, but to hate somebody, I remember when Jeff Gordon was racing, I used to have people tell me, they'd say, oh, I hate Jeff Gordon. Really? Your name's written in heaven and you hate somebody. Yep, carnality. Carnality is as dangerous as a rattlesnake in a baby's bed. Remember that the flesh will sin every chance that you allow it to. Envying, murder. These things are the working of the flesh. And such like, he says in verse 21, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, there you go. Now let's look this up, 28:16. Let's look this up in the Greek. See what Greek says, 28:16. Inherit. If we are going to inherit something, it says to be an heir of. We are joint heirs with Christ. Okay, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. That means if we're going to do these things, if we're going to walk in the flesh and not fulfill what the Spirit is telling us to do, then we will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, let's go through something here. Is he talking just to the sinners in this particular verse? Talking about the working of the flesh. I've seen church people act this way. I've seen church people hate. I've seen church people murder with their tongue. I've seen adultery take place. Hatred. I've seen all those things that have taken place. And I've seen them take place in the church. Here's the problem. The church is not supposed to act that way. And the church acts that way, and they're not supposed to. So what do you do with that? Well, let's keep reading. The fruits of the Spirit is how we need to walk. That is, okay, back to verse 16, those that have just joined in Galatians chapter 5, 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit that you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I mentioned to you that the flesh are all the things like adultery and fornication, uncleanness. Okay, then you get into the fruit of the Spirit, which is how a Christian should walk. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. The fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance. Again, such things, there are no law. Here's the key. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh and the affections and lusts. So what you have to do is, you know, it's like the altar. It's like the altar has become a thing of the past. Well, you don't need to go to the altar because you can pray at your seat. Absolutely. But the altar is a place where things die. So I encourage you to take your sins to the altar, crucify the flesh. Here's what he tells us. This is so good. He talks about the fruits of the Spirit. He talks about how we need to walk. And he says, they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh. So there you go. So if you're a Christian and you're committing adultery and you're involved in witchcraft and wrath and hatred and all those kind of things, then let me ask you something. Are you really Christ's? Well, nobody's perfect. I'm not talking about your perfection. I'm talking about walking with God, walking in all the light that God gives us. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to walk in. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. So we have to crucify the flesh. That means the flesh cannot have its way. When your emotions get out of whack, let me tell you something. God, well, he makes me mad. Well, let me tell you something. We can get our emotions under control because of Jesus. Why? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. All things. And if you look up the word all in the Greek, you know what it says? All. It's a truth. They that are in Christ have crucified the flesh. Verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Wow, verse 25 of Galatians chapter 5. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We are a spiritual being. We walk in the flesh. This is not our home. We are just passing through. Heaven is our home. God is a spirit. Jesus has flesh because he was here on earth. Okay. We are spirit and flesh. But we can keep our spirit in control of our flesh. How do we do that? By praying, by fasting, seeking the will of God, being obedient to him. That's what a spirit-led life is. Stop doing things on your own, and then there's a mess at the end of it. There's people that I know that move out of state. They move out of state. Why? They weren't led to move out of state, but they did. Well, I'm just going to go get a new start. Well, did Jesus tell you to get a new start? What about the church that you attend? Is Jesus telling you to go there? Is Jesus telling you to pastor there? Is Jesus telling you, or are you just doing it for a check? See, we have to be obedient to what God is saying. Because remember how I said, and I could get into a whole different work maybe next week, that if we are not obeying God, then it's wood, hay, and stubble. And our works will be burned. They won't be in the books that I read to you yesterday in Revelation 20. Your works would be burned because you're just out doing your own thing. You can't do that. You have to be obedient to the will of God. Marry the right person. Go to the right church. Pray over the purchases that you make. Get yourself out of debt. there are blessings for you. In Deuteronomy 28:2, it says that you will experience all the blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Isn't that awesome? I want to thank you for watching the Pulse WV Live Morning Edition. And we do this every morning. It says my broadcast is interrupted here. I don't know what that means. But we do this every morning, so we hope that we will join again on Monday. So I guess that means we don't do it every morning. We don't do it on Saturday, and we don't do it on Sunday. But tonight, let me explain to you what's going on tonight. Tonight is the Pulse WV Live. The Pulse WV Live, it is at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock tonight, the Pulse WV Live. Tim Morris will be here. John Sandy will be here. Christy Fowler will be here. Lindsay Prater will be here. And I will be here as well tonight. We will be talking politics. We will be talking about what's going on in the world today. Democratic convention is almost to an end. Hallelujah. And Republican convention starts next week. And man, I tell you what, be praying. And let me tell you something. If you're not registered to vote, register yourself to vote and then do it. Don't just do like Tim Morris says, well, we'll just pray about it. That's what he said last week on the show. So what the people that he's heard say, well, I'll just pray about it. No, you got to do something about it. And you got to pray about it. And so faith without works is dead. So we've got to do that. Hope you enjoyed the study today. Don't forget, we're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcast, and well as Google Play, all the podcasts. I encourage you to share those. If you love people, look, Jesus is coming soon. Share this message. If you can share it on your Facebook page, then that would be awesome also. Love you all. Have a great weekend. And as Johnny Carson used to do, I'm headed to the golf course. See ya.